Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. This is hour number two of the weekend edition. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast to my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan family automotive studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online and on the satellite live. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, William and his crew there in the northern tundra up in Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Thanks for what you do. To the merchant marine guys on the ships bringing the oil and the gasoline back and forth. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance to get rolling here, so here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president, had another big rally in North Charleston, South Carolina, an arena of 14,000 people, and they had 14,000 inside, and they had another 14,000 plus outside, while Joe Biden was playing to a crowd of 750 people in the northwestern corner of South Carolina, up around Spartanburg, and nobody else had more than a couple hundred people at any place that they were at. So I'll tell you what, if anybody thinks that the Democrats are so excited and they've got the candidates that can do this, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? When the president shows up and puts 14,000 in an arena and another 14,000 outside, maybe even more than that. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. No comparison at all. And as the virus fears are unnerving the public markets, we can look no further than who's stirring the fires. We have the Democrats in the midst. And oh, by the way, wait till you hear this one. Rod Rosenstein's sister, remember Rod Rosenstein? Rod Rosenstein's sister is the CDC official helping to spook Trump's economy by coming out with all of this stuff that she's coming out with, which isn't necessarily totally and accurately true. First of all, no one has died in the United States of this disease. Second of all, we got on this bandwagon early in the game, and had the ship turn itself around by not bringing in a whole bunch of people from China and all that sort of stuff in the areas where the coronavirus was at. The president took a lot of flack for that from people saying, oh, well, that's not right. These are Americans. Blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. Better to have them do what they were doing in place before they hopped on a plane or whatnot, came to the U.S., and then we had to quarantine them anyway. But here's the other thing. Does anybody other than me, oh, and by the way, when they talk about the president, well, he didn't do anything. We knew about this back in November and December, and he didn't do anything. Okay, what was going on all of January and most of February that tied down the Senate and the House? What was going on? It was the impeachment proceedings. They pretty much shut everything down for about two and a half months. They couldn't do anything. The Senate had to sit there on their hands and do nothing for the better part of almost a month. The House was doing the same with what they were doing for the better part of almost a month, month and a half. And then the Democrats want to turn around and blame the president for his inactivity. Well, he gave certain orders. They had the military step up to do what they did, and thank God they did, and thank God that they're the military that we all know they are, the best in the world, both militarily and medically, and they took their medical wings, and they got out there and did what they had to do, and guess what? We're in a much better position today because of it, and we got into the bandwagon very quickly right off the bat. So think about that. By the way, something else, John Ratliff has been nominated for a second time by President Trump as the top intel official to head the DNI. He's a good man. He's a good man. They're going to go after him. Charlie Schumer, Chucky Boy Schumer's already said, well, he's not the right person for the job and could have done better. We could have nominated anybody for that position. And Charlie Schumer still wouldn't have taken them. Because the Democrats have no intention of getting along with or helping out this president in any manner or respect whatsoever. They're still playing their game. But it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them in November. People have had it. And I'm talking to people on both sides of the aisle, as well as the largest voting bloc in the country right now, the independents. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that make and manufacture Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain and have been for a while and you're looking for some relief, you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, 3 years and 11 months ago, found relief in just a couple of weeks or so. And that is exactly how I got onto it. Now, I'd reached a point where just trying to walk my dog around the block was a real challenge, because my ankle would swell up, and depending on what was going on, that would bother my knee, bother my hip, bother my back, et cetera, et cetera. You know how that goes. And I wound up going on the Relief Factor, and as a result, about 2 weeks later, I took the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. All of a sudden, the swelling stopped, the pain stopped, and I was able to not only go around the block once, but if the dog wanted to go around the block the second time, I was right there with him. Now, unfortunately, I don't have the dog anymore because he passed away, but I still go out there and walk around the block the same way as I did before, in the morning before I hit the sack. Now, I take my Relief Factor twice a day, which is what you'll do once you start out with the 3-week quick start, the 1995 3-week quick start, because you'll take it three times a day for 1 week, and then that gets it in your system. And then the second week, you'll go to twice a day and see how that works out for you. You can always go back to three if you have to. But in the meantime, go to the website. They gave me a website here, Pete and Seth Talbot. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there. Take advantage of the 1995 3-week quick start. Get on it. See how it works for you. And if it works for you the way it worked for me, you'll know what I know and what tens of thousands of other people know, too. And that is that this is going to help you get out of pain. Relief Factor.
relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, let's get going here. Dave Costa, the Renegade Aviator, is on the line, and let's get him in here. Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm back again, and I've got my special guest right now, David Costa. Now, David Costa is a name that might mean a lot to those of you in the air industry, especially those of you that do air shows, because he's out of Reno, Nevada, and he's a good friend of mine, and I know him through Eddie Floyd. And Eddie Floyd is out there with what's called KRNG Radio, AM 1180, and he's got America Matters Media, and that's how David and I met years ago, but we never thought we'd be meeting again there, David, on the radio, did we?
We never did. Thanks a lot, Captain.
Yeah. Now, I want you to explain what the Renegade Aviator is all about, please.
You know, the Renegade Aviator radio show is about aviation. Sure, that's the easy part. But it's really a show about excellence demonstrated, about big goals and success and overcoming failure, stuff that anybody can relate to. We try to have some fun in the process, and sometimes we're serious. Sometimes we're funny, and sometimes we're hard-hitting. It's a fun show.
Now, you do aviation shows around the country. You were down here about 2 weeks ago to see some folks down here, and you're involved in the state of Florida with both the Sun and Fun over in Lakeland and the Punta Gorda Air Show, which is those are two separate shows altogether.
Yeah, we're going to be out to both of those shows this year, so we're looking forward to seeing everybody out and way out there in Florida. I live out in Reno.
Yeah, and I hope to have the opportunity to get to at least one of those so that I can see what it is you do. Our big show here in the Tampa Bay area, where I'm based out of course, is the MacDill Air Fest, which is going to be in March, and that's all Air Force, and we'll be out there participating in that on the runway. We like to sit out there by the portable air tower and have everybody go whooshing over us with the big jets, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah. So tell us how you got started in the radio business. We know you're a flyer. We know you've been a pilot. And you actually went from military to civilian, made the acquisition over, the transition, rather. And tell us how all this got started.
Well, you know, it got started. I was first dabbling in this liberty-minded radio show. That's what got me into radio. I've been in sales all my life, as you mentioned. I was in the military. And what triggered the radio linked into aviation was real simple. It's a story of how I got started. I wanted to be a fighter pilot. It's all I thought about from the time I was a kid. And what happened was, although I could hit a moving man-sized target at 800 yards with iron sights, the Marine Corps wouldn't let me fly fighter jets. So I got out. I was feeling the blues, and another Marine Corps aviator stuck his finger in my face and said, "You live in the greatest country in the world. If the military won't let you be a fighter pilot, go out and buy your own jet, and you become your own fighter pilot." So linking that story with the radio to reach out, people to come to air shows, they want to meet pilots, but they really come to an air show because they want to view excellence demonstrated. And the radio show is my way to be of service to the listeners, to reach out and say, look, if you're looking to get into aviation in any way, shape, or form, we're here to help you. People have helped me. I'm grateful for it. But also, that's our link. That's our link with the fans, with the people out there. Everybody understands excellence and goals and overcoming obstacles. So that's my long-winded story of how the Renegade Aviator came to be.
Well, as a Marine Corps sniper, that's a far cry from being an aviator. Maybe you could have shot at an airplane and hit it if you were real lucky, but that's quite a transition to make from a ground pounder to a guy that's up in the air looking down.
It is, but, you know, and it's what I tell people, have those big goals. Go out there. That's what the show is about. We're here to be motivational and positive. Go after those big, crazy goals. It makes no financial sense whatsoever for me to fly Eastern Bloc Russian fighter jets at an air show. It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But I do it because I love it. I do it because that's my passion. And so that's what we talk about on the radio show, passion, big goals, crazy stuff. And we talk to a lot of air show pilots. Because successful people, as you know, successful people have very similar paths. They work for 20 or 30 years really hard, and they become an overnight success. Imagine that.
Yeah, well, it didn't take it. It wasn't an overnight success on my part. It was 20 years work and effort, and I did all of the promotional stuff myself. I learned how to market my show. I got a master's degree in marketing, used my show as an example, and I'm, you know, I'm kind of like the exception to the rule, if you will, but it took a long time, you're right, and it takes a lot of due diligence and hard work to get there. Now, I want to finish this by saying, you're nationally syndicated, you're heard around the country, and what's the best way to get a hold of you, sir?
The best way to get a hold of me is three ways. My phone number, 888-366-5256. I answer everybody who contacts me. RenegadeAV8R.com. That's AV, the number 8R.com. And find us on Facebook, just Renegade Aviator.
All right, and thanks a lot. And folks, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
It's bad enough that students throughout America are at a competitive disadvantage competing against students from other nations. But now some states want to make it even easier for students to graduate from school. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Paolo DiMario, the state superintendent of schools in the state of Ohio, has decided to lower math and English requirements. So beginning in 2023, students will no longer have to be proficient in either math or English to graduate. They will just need to know just enough to do the basic form of jobs. What is the superintendent's goal? Prepare students to be burger flippers or to work for Molly Maids? Almost every year, government school officials declare they need more money. For what? So they can find ways to operate according to the Cloward-Piven strategy to dummy down students throughout the United States as part of the overall effort to diminish our great republic? The time has come for Americans to make big decisions when it comes to government school officials now openly seeking to continue getting paid for providing perhaps the worst overall primary education to students among developed nations. Homeschool anyone? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You hear him on the program on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on Saturdays we play his Edwards Notebook for you. And there you go. And, yeah, Flip, you're right. Ron Edwards. All righty, and there you go. Now, the other thing is, coming back, we're going to come back with our military and veterans news update for the weekend. And there's some interesting things out there that we want to get out there for you folks to hear. So don't go anywhere. We got more coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, today I'll be up at Newport Richey at Moss Nissan, the corner of 19 and 54, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with $500 gift coupons for $500 off the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Stop on by. Say howdy, howdy. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And now here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. And then they have another one down here where I'm at, in Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, Clearwater, Florida, on the west side of Tampa Bay, Pinellas County, directly across from Tampa. Now, the National Aviation Academy can definitely fill the void that you have out there looking for a great career, great job. with a starting salary of around $60,000 per year for a 40-hour week. And then it goes up from there. You are in total control in how much money you can make as an aviation maintenance tech. Because if you want to work, the hours are there, the jobs are there, the aircraft are there. There's a shortage of aviation maintenance techs all around the world. So you're in the driver's seat. Now, check them out online to find out more by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And once you do that, then give them a call and schedule an opportunity to take a tour of either the facility in Concord, Mass. Or the facility in Clearwater, Florida. Now, you can do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You won't be sorry. It'll be very impressive. Now, U.S. Central Command said it was suspending leave and liberty for troops and Defense Department civilian workers to and within its area of responsibility over fears related to the spread of the coronavirus, especially in the Middle East, especially in Africa, because of the fact that some cases now have shown up not only in the Middle East but also in Africa, so protecting the troops is paramount. In addition, post-9/11 veterans have been attributing deadly cancers to contaminants at some of our bases overseas, including one in Uzbekistan at a U.S. base. Apparently, there have been chemical leaks of various types and sizes and kinds that have affected our servicemen. And this one particular base in Uzbekistan, shortly after September 11, 2001, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Tim Brooks deployed to a remote air base in Uzbekistan called Karshi Khanabad, a former Soviet and Uzbek military base used to provide logistics support for U.S. operations in Afghanistan. At that base, they found chemicals, and people reacted to those chemicals, similar to what we had at the World Trade Center, and you know the end result there. So as a result, many veterans that served there have been coming down with cancer. And that's really a shame. Just a shame. That's all I can say. Now, President Donald Trump may not divert $89 million intended for a military construction project in Washington State to build his border wall. This according to a U.S. judge in Seattle who ruled such on Thursday. This will be challenged by the administration, and more than likely it will be overturned. We'll see. Also, the White House demanding the ouster of Pentagon Policy Chief John Rodd last week after his former industry executive opposed the administration on plans to pull U.S. troops from Syria and its policy towards China tech giant Huawei. The president decided to let him go. He works, after all, at the pleasure of the president, who can hire and fire him and just about anybody else he wants at any time, anywhere, any place. And these people get in there and they get engraved for a number of years and they think that they're bulletproof. Well, not true. Sorry there, Mr. Rude. Sorry, but you rooted yourself out of a job. By the way, the only place in the world where fighters linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group are cooperating is in West Africa's sprawling Sahel region, giving the extremists greater depth as they push into new areas, according to the commander of the U.S. Military Special Operations Forces in Africa. Also, authorities and U.S. military bases across Japan have been taking steps to reduce the likelihood that the coronavirus finds its way onto those installations, including stocking up on masks and hand sanitizer. And again, you might have heard me tell you yesterday that that's a good thing to do, to buy a bottle of hand sanitizer for your house and for your vehicle. Keeping your hands clean and washing them. If you can't wash them, you can always use a hand sanitizer. It does the same thing, almost. By the way, Russia's chief military officer met with his French counterpart this week and raised concern about NATO's activities near the Russian border. We'll see what happens there. Now, the upcoming 2021 defense policy bill likely will restrict the Pentagon from reducing its footprint in Africa. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee said that they plan on blocking the Africa troop cuts, and we'll see what happens there. It sounds like another confrontation. ISIS, by the way, has lost more than half its fighters from U.S. airstrikes and Taliban ground operations in Afghanistan. Yes, ISIS did find their way to Afghanistan. And by the way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to Afghanistan to sign a monumental historical agreement for a troop withdrawal amidst a slowdown of activities by the Taliban and the United States, where they agreed to stop fighting for 1 week, and they did, apparently, to get an agreement to have the United States withdraw troops, taking them down from 12,000 to 8,600. Now, how soon that's going to happen, we don't know yet. It depends on the Taliban disavowing ISIS and Al-Qaeda and continuing along the good lines of integrating themselves with the government, which they will be taking place with. And I don't know if that's going to work or not. I really have my doubts. By the way, the African swine fever, known as ASF, is a potential tool of agro-terrorism that could inflict economic hardship on the United States right now. Nefarious agents might be trying to use ASF as a terror campaign weapon in the 2020s, as we're now finding out about it. And make no mistake about it, if you think the coronavirus has been bad, and however that got out into the scheme of things, this African swine fever could be even worse when it comes to the pigs that they would be infecting them with, all your pork products. We need to be careful. Again, need to be careful with the food supply, need to be careful with the people we let in this country, and we can't just be letting everybody and their uncle into this country. It doesn't work that way anymore. All right, I'm coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and see what's out there in the highways. And then Denise Simon will be along. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition comes right back with more. I shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a flash! It's a flash!
1978, AC/DC, Back in Black. Holy smokes. 42 years ago. I'm telling you, they're still rocking. They still know how to get it done. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in. You'll find out what I'm talking about. By the way, here we go. We got us some weather to talk about tonight. And for those of you that are batting down the hatches for the night, that's a good thing, because if you're over there in certain parts of the East Coast, you could be in a little snowstorm clipper deal that's clipping along there. How do you like that? Clipper clipping along. In eastern Kentucky and the mountains of West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, mountains of North Carolina, and the easternmost part of Tennessee right now, where we do have some snow, light snow. It's only a clipper with 1 to 3 inches of snow coming down, but it's just enough to make life miserable, and it'll be that way the rest of the night. So Trucker Eric and Trucker Mark, they're on one side or the other of it right now, so that's where they're at. But let's get going here. A strong system and cold front will dive and carve through the west and northwest this weekend, from the Pacific Northwest into the Rocky Mountains. Now, widespread weekend snow is expected for the favored terrain, and some winter storm watches have been issued. In addition, this system will then evolve into a multi-hazard storm of heavy rain and flooding and severe thunderstorms early to the middle of next week from the lower Mississippi Valley all through the saturated Mid-South, which means I-20, I-40, I-10, those areas and everything in between. You can expect to see some rain, so there you go. Now, out in the northwest, Washington State right now, we do have snow, Snoqualmie East coming up out of Seattle, 90 over through Yakima, and then you run out of it as you go into Montana, and no more snow to think about for a little while anyway. But then down in California in the higher elevations, Lake Tahoe tonight, anything above 5,000 feet, and then the western side of California dropping down off Donner, and down south into south of Lake Tahoe, for about 40 or 50 miles in the mountains down there, you have got snow and some wind around it. You get some high wind around it on either side, so be advised of that. Coming over into Utah tonight, Salt Lake City, I-15 and I-80 going up into Wyoming. You've got snow in that area, the Wasatch Front as well, going up to Idaho. You run out of it and you'll have wind up in Idaho. No snow there yet to speak of. However, I-15 East coming out of Salt Lake City, going to Wyoming. You've got snow going up the Wasatch Front right to the state line of Wyoming. Then you'll break out of it for a little bit. It'll be all pretty much clear until you get to Rawlins. And then from Rawlins East over to Laramie right now, you've got a winter storm watch and some snow starting to come down. And that watch could be continued all the way over to Cheyenne within the next 12 hours or so, depending on what happens. This storm, again, is just now starting to get itself set up to come across from west to east. Now, up in North Dakota, you got some fog. Fargo, north up 29. Down below in South Dakota, northeastern quadrant of South Dakota, you've got some fog there. You've also got some wind on the western part, west of the Twin Cities and the northwestern part of Minnesota tonight, so be advised of that. The snow is gone up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan at the moment. It hasn't gone very far, though, because it moved over into east of Toledo and all along the lee shore of Lake Erie, all the way to Buffalo, New York. And then Lake Ontario, because of the way the winds are blowing, it starts around Oswego, goes over towards Oneida Lake, and then goes right straight up 81 all the way to the Thousand Island Bridge and right into the Adirondacks towards Lake George up there, Messina, Ogdensburg, and Plattsburgh. You're getting snow there right now coming off the lake, blowing in that direction because the wind has changed directions up there. And, of course, there is some rain to speak of. Light showers right now, southern Illinois, western Kentucky, southeastern Missouri, northeastern Arkansas, western Tennessee, and the northern part of Mississippi. There are some scattered showers all through there. And as this system builds up and comes across, first part of next week, there'll be more showers and possible flooding over in that area, too, based on what I just told you about. Now, it's cold in the southeast tonight from Charleston, South Carolina, all the way on down to Lake City, Jasper, Live Oak, Jacksonville, all of the southeastern quadrant of Georgia, to include Valdosta, Tifton, over to Savannah, over to Brunswick. You all got, right now, they've got some frost warnings through there for temperatures going to be right around freezing all through there. Might be some colder temperatures further inland, so be advised of that in that area. And it's not as cold right now down here in Florida as what it was last night, but coming up tomorrow night, yep, it's going to be a little nippy here in the state of Florida as well as elsewhere around the south, so be advised of that. Alrighty, well, that's what the Truckers Highway and Byway Report looks like, and that's brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Stop by and get yourself a nice free cup of coffee. Alright, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's talk kind of briefly, because this is kind of a no-brainer to me. We're going to have a brand new DNI director, and looks like it's going to be John Ratcliffe. And by the way, he turned it down the last time around. He's going to take it this time around. So we're hearing that Chuck Schumer said he's not the right guy for the job and he's not going to support him and all that. But I don't think Chuck Schumer would approve of the Pope at this point if he was Republican.
Okay. The reasons that Ratcliffe withdrew his name the last time is because he felt like that he already had a headwind against his confirmation of 47 votes in the Senate, which is true. So it's almost interesting that the reasons that he's kind of been renominated, if you will, are very different. So we'll see where this necessarily goes. There may be some issues with putting Ratcliffe in there still, some kind of conflict. But we shall see where this necessarily leads. I'm fine with it. I think there may have been some other picks, but he's got some exceptional talents, and so I'm good with it.
Well, we will just have to see where we go with all of this. Now, I personally think that he is a good man. I think he's got a great reputation. I think he's done great things for the United States of America, and I got no problem with him.
Good. Okay.
All right. Hold on. Here comes the music. So that means that we're going to go out to the top of the hour news and let your stations identify themselves, pay a few bills and whatnot. And then when we come back, hey, we're going to talk about the president and what he's been up to. Of course, he was in North Charleston, South Carolina, 14,000 people on the inside and that many people on the outside and then some, while Joe Biden was entertaining, 750 people over in Spartanburg. Wow. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.